This is Radio Equal Shock with your host, Alex Smith.
You are tuned to the Radical Gardening Show on Radio EcoShock. I'm Alex. I've got my getaway garden in a lovely hot spot. But will it be too hot to grow our food? In a few minutes, we'll tell you more about how to set up a winter garden, even in cold weather climates. But first, listen to this YouTube report from an organic grower in Austin, Texas, during last summer's record drought and heat wave. I expected a quick tour of barren, caked-out land, but the uploader, calling himself Humpty Dumpty Tribe, kept the camera on a green and flourishing garden. Why?
This is, you know, my organic garden. I got it in late this year. I didn't get it in until the middle of April, so I was about a month late getting the garden in. I admit that was a lot of this is my fault. So I planted it late and put in my tomatoes and peppers and everything, and so the garden grew absolutely beautifully. It grew beautifully. The plants are beautiful, all full of blooms. The little honeybees, they're, you know, going around doing all their pollinating and stuff. So I've got beautiful plants, full of blooms, full of honeybees. Everything is going along rosy. But I've noticed that the plants are not setting any fruit. I won't say none, but very few fruit. And I know, what is going on? And so I finally figured it out after Googling and studying that it's simply a matter of it's too damn hot. And it is, you know, it's June 8th, and already for days and days already, it has been triple digits in Austin, Texas. As I say, this is the hottest summer we have ever experienced. So in every day, it's been, you know, 100 damn degrees, and the low at night has been like 75 to 77 degrees. Well, if you Google poor fruit set on tomatoes, for instance, you will find out that the reason for poor fruit set are temperatures. And it says when the temperatures are steadily above 85 degrees during the day, and they're steadily above 85 degrees during the day, and more importantly, when the temperatures don't get below 68 degrees at night, that plants don't set fruit. They just don't set fruit. And so I will show you a classic example of this. So right here, these beautiful tomatoes. Now this is just on the same plant. Look at all these tomatoes now. They're not ripened yet. These are mostly beefsteaks. These tomatoes, we put these plants in, you know, right around the 1st of April. This is a dozen plants. But you notice they're all down here. They all set fruit very early in the season. And there has been no fruit set since. So you down here, you know, we've got dozens and dozens of beautiful looking tomatoes, and the higher ones, even though they're full of blooms, they're not setting fruit. See, these are the low guys, but much more striking than this. So here's what we've got in this garden right in front of your eyes to demonstrate this famine. So this row of tomatoes was put in around the 1st of April. Now we were really lax on the second row of tomatoes, so we did not get these tomatoes in for about 3 weeks later. So we put our second row of tomatoes in. This is 9 tomato plants, these big beautiful beefsteak tomato plants. 9 tomato plants. We have 1 tomato off of 9 plants. The plants are beautiful. They're full of blooms, as you can see, and they're setting no fruit out of 9 plants, which we should be getting about at least 100, if not 150 tomatoes. We have 1 tomato. This is because the temperature by the 1st of June is where the temperature in August in Austin, Texas, is usually by the middle of July or the 1st of August. It is so damn hot. Now, and look at these watermelons and cantaloupes. I mean, they're full of blooms. I mean, look at it, and you can see the honeybees going all around, and they're absolutely gorgeous plants. Setting all these blooms, we should be getting out of this gorgeous melon bed. This is cantaloupes and watermelons. We should get, I figured, about 100 cantaloupes and about 50 watermelons. So far, I have found 5 cantaloupes and 1 watermelon so far that are forming. Same story with these absolutely gorgeous pole beans. I should have picked well more than a bushel of beans. They're full of blooms. The plants are beautiful. They're blooming. There's no bean setting. There's just no fruit setting. So here you go, guys. Here is a tremendous effect on the food supply directly related to record-breaking hot temperatures in Austin, Texas. Now, you know, I'm just gardening. This is more of a hobby than anything, but if I was depending on my food for myself and my family and my friends, my tribe, and we were depending on this garden to feed us, we would starve. It is that simple. We're getting about max 20% of the food that we, I would say there is an 80 to 90% crop loss. 80 to 90% crop loss right here in South Austin, Texas, in one garden because of global warming and climate change. Is the fact that Austin, Texas is having its single hottest summer in history, hottest and driest spring and summer in history, is that related to the fact that in the year 2010, more greenhouse gases were dumped into the planet Earth's atmosphere than in any year in history? I don't know. Sounds like pretty good circumstantial evidence to me. And so, when these climate change fear-mongers start talking about global-wide famines in 20 to 50 years because, you know, we just won't be bringing the food in, and people laugh about that, guys, it's no laughing matter. Right here in Austin, Texas, here it is in living color, proof that famine is on its way. Famine is on its way, and I am on my way to Ecuador to get about 6,000-7,000 feet up the Andes Mountains, so I don't need to deal with this 100 degrees every day from here as far as it can see. Bye, guys.
That was a YouTube report from Austin, Texas, posted by Humpty Dumpty Tribe. Find the link in my blog at ecoshock.info.
Check out the Radio EcoShock website. We're at ecoshock.org.